Welcome to War of the Trees on WSQT Guerrilla Radio, where Earth comes first and corporate profits come dead last. There is unrest. In a world of development gone mad, of utter destruction just to make a fast buck, who speaks for the trees? Who speaks for the forest? Who speaks for a very Earth that all of us depend upon in the end for our oxygen, for our food, for the water we all must drink? Who speaks for Earth? Here's an update from the Southern Ocean off the coast of Antarctica, where for the second time this year, the Sea Shepherd ship Steve Irwin has caught and engaged the Japanese whaling super ship Nishan Maru, aided by electronic tracking transmitters that have kept the Nishan Maru in sight for the past week. Steve Irwin closed in, and crew members in Fast Inflatable threw over 24 bottles of incredibly stinky butyric acid on deck, plus other materials that are incredibly slippery. Butyric acid doesn't burn, it just stinks. The stench was so bad that Steve Irwin had to fall off half a mile after deploying this stuff. Just imagine trying to whale in it. Steve Irwin Captain Paul Watson said, quote, "I guess we can call this non-violent chemical warfare. We only use organic, non-toxic materials designed to obstruct and harass illegal whaling operations." As of now, the Sea Shepherd ship Steve Irwin has twice shut down Japan's illegal whaling operations for a total of 4 weeks, and this second time should finish off their season. Not one whale has died since the Sea Shepherds reacquired the Japanese fleet a week ago, and not one died during the chase back in January. Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Society predicts the Japanese will go home far short of their quota of murdered whales, shorter even than last year's half quota of 500 they got after that devastating fire in the Nishan Maru's engine room. The whalers are on their way to bankruptcy. They just can't afford to have one bad season after another. Meanwhile, what did all those armed, chest-thumping bullies from the Japanese Coast Guard on the Fukuyoshi Maru No. 68 do? Sat there filming video because they knew if they engaged the Sea Shepherds, they'd get their asses kicked just like the Nishan Maru was getting, and I guess they really didn't want to smell butyric acid all the way back to port. With non-toxic chemicals, high-tech electronics, and fast ships, the Sea Shepherds are on the verge of defeating Japan's illegal pirate whaling industry once and for all.